Well, Nancy, unlike the way we usually set up these Food for Thoughts in which we engage in weeks and weeks of careful research and discussion, we're just flying blind on this. All I know about what we're going to talk today is wooden bowls and Caesar salad. And you sent me some pictures of your wooden bowls, and I cannot believe it, but we have the exact same wooden bowls as you. DeGroote says she got them at a thrift store like 30 years ago.
My most beloved bowl is the one that was given to me from my friends at the Marx Brothers Cafe in Anchorage when I left there to move down here 25 years ago. We made Caesar salads tableside, and our van made the best ones. It was his recipe, a very simple recipe that I made over and over again for guests in this tiny little dining room that I now also do at home. It's just that the bowl is so beautiful. It's huge. I'd say easily toss a salad for six in it. And what about yours?
Well, they look exactly like yours, but now that you say you could toss a salad for six, I realize that ours are much smaller. You could toss a salad for a small person in these things. But it looks just like yours.
It's funny. My sister got my grandmother's bowl, which was the one she used to chop liver and kinds of other things
chopper,
in it when I was
yeah.
a kid. Tuna fish with a little chopper. But I use mine mainly for salad making. And mostly, it's just so beautiful. I make the salad dressing right in the bowl. And that's the secret to a really good Caesar salad, I think, is to just make it right in the bowl.
Okay. Well, what else is the secret? Because DeGroote has very strong ideas about Caesar salad.
It depends on what you like. If you cannot stand the taste of anchovies, it wouldn't kill you to, say, put a couple of teaspoons of capers in there and use them instead. But I go for the Marx Brothers recipe, which is simply olive oil, vinegar, garlic, anchovy fillets, a half of a lemon, and a coddled egg. You know how to coddle an egg?
Is that like sort of soft-boiled or what?
Oh, you take it to bed with you and you put it very gently on the pillow.
I've heard more than I need to at this point.
And also using fresh Parmesan. I mean, don't even think about buying the kind of Parm you buy already shredded or, needless to say, in the green can.
Like
sawdust. But, I mean, I think that just using a knife and a fork to very, like, oosh the garlic and the anchovies into the bottom of the bowl when you start. And one of the things that I do that I learned after all these years is measuring olive oil. I'm like a bartender, not with drinks, but with olive oil, of like holding the canister and going like one, two while I'm measuring it. How does the L&T make her Caesar salad?
All I can say about the L&T Caesar salad is that she claims there's never enough lemon in it. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I should reveal that if I were to soak a tennis ball in pure lemon juice for 3 weeks and give it to her, she would eat it, but would also say it needed more lemon juice.
Well, sometimes I think it needs less garlic, and we always talk about this, but I was so lucky to just get some really fresh young garlic at the farmers markets. It's now in season. It's the first of the undried, desiccated, garlicky taste that ends up in your mouth for like a week after you get done eating a Caesar salad. That's why I like to use the young garlic, the fresh stuff.
Well, listeners, maybe you'd like to send us some pictures of your favorite wooden bowls and anything that you might care to contribute in the way of Caesar salad lore. You can do that all at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. So, Nancy, did you just say that you oosh the ingredients together?
Why, yes, I did.
Do you have a secret supply of verbs that no one else can get their hands on? Are they coming through some unknown internet supplier or something?
But Stein, you don't use the word oosh every day.
I will from now on. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.